100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I died.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday. So let's have a weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was devotion, and we got some stories in. It's amazing how that happens. What should I do at this point? Just let you all listen to the stories. You don't need to hear me rambling and blah, 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 and all that stuff, and sponsors and all that. I don't want sponsors. The server, the colo, all that's covered, the software, the this, the that. I'm not going on tours or going to cons or any of that. Should I do that? I don't know. I don't like to travel. I mean, it's like the airplane and this and that, or driving and bleh. I just want to stay home. You know, there are cats there. Anyway, let's go ahead and get going with the stories. And I'll see you after all these stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this week is called Seek Not Reason Within These Walls. In matters of religious consistency, do not expect satisfaction when questioning practice to purpose. As a child, I was on a mission to get my grandfather out of purgatory. To this end, I took my entire piggy bank of change and dumped it into the metal offering bank below the bank of tiny votive candles. Lit all of them. Next day, I get called into the principal's office. I get a thorough dressing down for nearly burning the church down. I said, if you didn't want them all lit, why did you put so many out there? No reply to that. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this week I'm having terrible trouble with cables. Can you get wireless microphones? Anyway, my story is called Devotion. The trouble with religion, no matter which brand, is the level of devotion demanded from those who choose to follow them. You're either spending time being charitable or performing ritual obligations to honour your selected deity. Those vague promises about the afterlife, eternity and absolution are all very well, but in the absence of proof, it's a lot of embarrassing mucking about when you could be doing something more interesting. So, I'm starting my own religion, and the only devotional act I require is that you fill the collection plate. After that, you can believe whatever you want. Job done. I'm off. Bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week, and here's my story. He was devoted to his hobby, and he had the best tools. He looked up. Days under the blazing sun hadn't discouraged him. The pole had to be perfect for the challenge. It took him a while to accomplish his goal, but he chopped it off. A blaze of sparkles scattered in all directions as the pole hit the sand. One more victory! What followed was a lot more impressive than a few sparkles. He didn't even see it coming. The military knew nothing, while the media spent weeks debating if there had been any victims of that misguided bomb. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 691, with the prompt of devotion. The grandkids are still here, so the computer is reading my story for me. Here it goes. Bilbert obviously didn't know when to shut up. Though he could barely breathe through his constricted throat, he wheezed, "Marissa clearly doesn't have the devotion for you that you think you have for her, or she wouldn't have asked to meet me at the dance." Tony blinked his eyes as if considering a possible response and then slugged Bilbert in the stomach and pushed him backward onto the grass. Bilbert clutched his stomach and lay in the middle of the soccer field. He watched Tony turn and run to the buses in time to climb on before they drove away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
That's so touching, people say. And I suppose there is something special about a little dog that sits with utter devotion at their owner's graveside. People stop and give me treats, blankets, and food. The local newspaper even ran an article about me. Faithful companion, even after death. I'm happy to let them think what they want. But at night, I sneak back to the warmth of my own kennel. My vigil has nothing to do with devotion, love, or loyalty. I'm just waiting for the body to rot, so I can make a decent meal of the old bugger.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The security cameras show the girl's valet unit pushing her out of traffic before the truck destroys it. Is it possible for a robot to be devoted, or is it just programmed? We reassembled the damaged valet's memory core and installed it in another unit. It booted up and greeted us, and asked to see the girl. The girl ran up to the valet, hugged it, and thanked us for fixing her friend. She seemed so completely devoted to the valet. So we shut her down, began analyzing her memory core. Devoted companion robots will make a fortune.
And there you have it, all the stories you could ever want, 100 words long, on the topic of devotion. However, if you come up with a story on the topic of devotion, you're like, oh my God, I missed the weekly challenge, what am I going to do with my life? That's okay. You can send it in, and I will put it up on the feed in a separate post. It's okay. Or you can tell me, hey, I put it up on my site. I'll link to it. It's okay. I'm going to start my own 100-word stories weekly challenge on the topic of devotion. Okay. I'll just retire and you can do it. Whatever works for you. Speaking of you, thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. You're part of it by listening. Or if you send in a story, you're part of it by sending in a story. If you're just dreaming up ideas on devotion, or you go through your life a little more devoted, then you're a part of it. And it's your fault. No, just kidding. Thank you all for being a part of this. And the next topic is peer. I will see you tomorrow with a story up from my usual stuff. And as always, keep it brief.